You're listening to SBS News.
Sebas Poidel arrived in Sydney from Nepal shortly before the coronavirus pandemic. He says nothing could have prepared him for the impact lockdowns would have on his mental health.
Having just got into Australia and tried to settle in, it was really challenging for me to even cope up with so many things that was happening together, including my studies, my fees, and the support that I have. I lost my jobs. I have lost a lot of support that I used to have when I used to go face-to-face with my friends and colleagues in my college. So throughout all those changes, it was really tough for me to cope up and manage everything together.
Sebas says stigmas associated with mental health often prevent people like him from seeking help.
Culturally and linguistically, it is very difficult for us to accept the fact of pandemic and its impact on us and the stigma that we have around mental health and well-being. And because we are an international student, migrant or refugee, we try to be jeopardized by the fact that that could impact on our visa or on any other support.
Now, New South Wales Health is working with Settlement Services International and other providers to tackle that issue. Director of the New South Wales Multicultural Health Communication Service, Lisa Woodland, says a new in-language video campaign has one clear goal.
The aim of this campaign is really to encourage young people from multicultural backgrounds to reach out to their family, to their peers, to their community, and have conversations about mental health.
She says a gap in mental health services for young people from a multicultural background, particularly new arrivals, was identified during the pandemic.
So we do know that there are gaps in mental health services, and there's an increasing need for people to connect to mental health services. The other thing I would add is that what we know about young people is that they're often the people who are navigating a very complex service system on behalf of their families and their community members. And so by using this campaign to give them information, we're empowering them, but we're also empowering everybody in their networks. And that's really critical, that people know how and when to reach out for help.
Sebas and other participants from culturally diverse backgrounds are also offering their own in-language advice in the videos, which are now published on social media as well as SBS and community radio platforms. New South Wales Health's chief psychiatrist, Dr. Murray Wright, says in-language resources are important.
Ensuring that some of the messages and the narrative that we've been trying to address across the broader community is heard in all corners of our community, including those who might be limited because of either language or cultural barriers. And those messages are around making sure that there is a regular conversation about how the stress of this pandemic is affecting them.
In-language support services are available at Head to Health hubs in Victoria and New South Wales. The federally funded scheme is free for users, and it means there's always someone to talk to. During the pandemic, 24-hour mental health support service Lifeline saw a large increase in demand. The number of daily calls received has increased by 40% over the past 2 years, from 2,500 a day to 3,500. In the 4 weeks to the 19th of September, the organisation received more than 96,000 calls. That's a 14% increase compared to the same time last year. Dr. Wright says it's pleasing to see more people seeking help.
That tells me that people are reaching out, and when they're feeling stressed and unhappy, they're reaching out and they're having conversations and they're getting assistance. Interestingly, we're not seeing as much of that translate to people seeking face-to-face services. There certainly has been an increase, but it tells me that a lot of people are having their needs met simply by making contact with those support services, and then they're accessing what they need through that assistance.
Now, qualified social worker, Sebas hopes his message will see more people from culturally diverse communities feeling more comfortable about seeking the same help.
Engaging with physical activities, learning new hobbies. So basically, if you ask me, I started cooking and I'm fairly with my friends and colleagues giving me a good compliment on my cooking these days. And also, I learned the importance of having a good family bond, a good rapport around friends and circle. Seek support from the expert, listen to expert advice, and not be much panicked about the situation and the chaos that's on the media, and be focused and connected with families and friends that would help you.
Listeners seeking mental health support and information can contact Lifeline on 13 11 14 or Beyond Blue on 1300 224 636. Biwa Kwan, SBS News.